I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 30th. The future of the Furnacebrook Golf Course and adjacent Forbes Hill Park in Quincy is still under discussion. About 60 people attended a community meeting at the golf course clubhouse this week to share ideas and offer input to the city about the future of that site. The city took over the facility earlier this year and wants to replace the clubhouse, update the 9-hole golf course, and refurbish the park. City officials say they want to continue to get community input before they present a plan to the public. The city said it is taking a step back from the original plan after hearing from residents who were concerned that the plans would have a negative impact on the neighborhood. Some ideas presented this week included building a larger clubhouse to accommodate golf carts, building a fire pit, creating a golf simulator for the winter, and creating a parking garage. Other ideas included youth golf programs and club rentals. Most agreed the facility should not host weddings or other large events. Residents also agreed that Forbes Hill Park needs updating, with new playground facilities and perhaps a dog park. Many said there's much common ground about the future of the site, but that the city needs to be transparent with the community. More public meetings will be held. Well, there are now 50 names and 2 new benches at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Clock Tower at Marina Bay in Quincy. Tuesday, a special ceremony was held to add the name of Staff Sergeant Robert Phillips to the memorial and to dedicate the new benches to the late Larry Norton and to Lieutenant Thomas Belinder. Norton died in 2020. Belinder was there to unveil both benches and was surprised to see the bench in his honor. Norton and Belinder co-founded the Quincy Vietnam Combat Veterans Combined Armed Forces. Belinder's also a retired Quincy police officer. Other speakers included Mayor Thomas Koch, Quincy Veterans Services Director Christine Cugini, Navy veterans Robert Brudnow and Taylor Baldwin Killand, and retired State Police Lieutenant Joseph Flaherty read The Young Dead Soldiers Do Not Speak. Michael Norton Jr. recited the Pledge of Allegiance, and Quincy Police Sergeant Patrick Faraday sang the National Anthem. Navy veteran the Reverend Jack Swanson offered the opening prayer. Bob and Dan Curry read the names engraved on the clock tower. Robert LaFleur and Renee Fuentes, the National Assistant Sergeant-at-Arms for the VFW, both blue taps. An employee of Curry College in Milton has been fired as a result of an investigation into hateful incidents that happened on campus earlier this year. In early February, school officials said hateful symbols and threats were discovered in men's restrooms inside a residence hall and the athletic field house on the campus in Milton. One of the messages included a threat targeting Curry College's black community, and another was a drawn swastika. More biased, hateful writing was found in a restroom and laundry room of a campus building just a few days later, including threatening language targeting the black community with a specific noted date of February 22nd. Out of an abundance of caution, the college offered flexible learning options from February 16th through the 19th, including in-person and hybrid learning. All classes on the 22nd were fully online. In addition, a drawn swastika was found in a residence hall on the morning of February 22nd, prompting Milton police to respond. Yesterday, Curry College President Kenneth Quigley said in a statement the school received information from the FBI, Joint Terrorism Task Force, and Milton police that evidence pointed toward one person being the perpetrator of the hateful incidents. The college then reviewed the evidence gathered by law enforcement and interviewed the person of interest, as well as other individuals. The employee who was fired in connection with the investigation has not been identified due to confidentiality requirements. The MBTA this week put the operator of a red line train that dragged a passenger to his death in April on unpaid leave. On Monday, the T switched the status of that employee who was driving at the time from paid leave to unpaid leave, pending final disciplinary action, according to MBTA spokesperson Joe Pesatoro. Pesatoro said the unpaid suspension is the result of rules violations related to the April 10th incident in which 39-year-old Robinson Leyland died at the Broadway station. Pesatoro declined to specify what disciplinary action the T is taking against the operator. The Democrat-controlled House approving a bill yesterday aiming to protect abortion providers and people seeking abortion from actions taken by other states. The action is part of a wider effort by officials to build a firewall to guarantee access to the procedure in Massachusetts after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The bill states that access to reproductive health care services and gender-affirming health care services is recognized and declared to be a right secured by the Constitution or laws of the Commonwealth, adding that interference with the right is against the public policy of the Commonwealth. The House approved the bill on a 136-17 vote. It now goes to the Senate. Somerville Superintendent Mary Skipper was voted by the Boston School Committee to be appointed Superintendent of Boston Public Schools last night. Skipper was one of two finalists for Boston School Superintendent. The other was Boston Public Schools Region 1 Superintendent Tommy Welch. The vote was close, Skipper receiving 4 votes, Welch receiving 3. School committee members cited Skipper's record of working towards equity for students of color and English language learners, as well as her experience as a district-wide superintendent, as their reasons for supporting her. Now, traffic on Massachusetts highways, public transportation, and at Logan Airport is expected to peak as the 4th of July holiday weekend approaches. Travelers are advised to expect increased traffic because of the holiday and plan ahead on the highways. The expressway high occupancy vehicle lane will open at 2 o'clock this afternoon and 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, but will not be used on the holiday itself on Monday. It's back to normal times on Tuesday, and the Sumner Tunnel swing lane will not be used on Monday. The tunnel will remain open to drivers all weekend since the weekly maintenance closures are suspended for holiday weekends. Well, when the pandemic first hit, traffic dropped dramatically, but new research shows traffic deaths have surged in Massachusetts in recent years. Data from the nonprofit TRIP found that traffic fatalities rose 24% in Massachusetts between 2019 and 2021. Pedestrian deaths also increased by 18%. Bicycle deaths went up 16%. There were 334 traffic deaths on the road in 2019 and 413 last year. Research has shown drivers on the road during the pandemic engaged in riskier behavior, like speeding, drunk driving, and not wearing a seatbelt. AAA said it's possible many individuals who were willing to travel or even increase their travel despite the health risks due to the pandemic were already more willing than average to take other risks. Tripp said changing behaviors could reduce the risk of a serious crash. Well, the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy is giving people a chance to see great whites up close this summer. The sharks are already along the coast for the summer season. There was a confirmed sighting in Truro on Tuesday. Starting next week, the Conservancy is offering charter trips so guests can see the sharks in their natural habitat. Boats will leave from Chatham with a naturalist on board and a spotter pilot in the air. The trips are weather dependent and will not go out unless odds favor finding sharks. More than 100 trips have already been booked this year, and they're expected to sell out. The trip costs $2,500 total and can take up to 6 people. The money supports the group's shark research and conservation. Tours will be offered from July 6th through October 16th. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow up 82 points. The NASDAQ down 3. The S&P fell 2. Global markets declined. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil is down a bit to almost $110 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox get a win over the Blue Jays in Toronto last night, 6-5 in 10 innings. They will be in Chicago tomorrow at 2:20 to take on the Cubs. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny and a high of 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 60. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. The high of 92 degrees. Saturday, look out for some afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms with a high of 84. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 86. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest wind will become easterly at a high tide just before 1:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 5:10, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 30th.